Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
To the Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
I didn't have time to
You have to give us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. It's right here in Greensboro. Lived in Greensboro all my life. What I really came down here for was this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, and domestic violence and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered, and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority.
Well, amen. I love that guy. That clip's gone viral.
Yeah, it should.
He showed up in that council meeting. I thought that was just, I was so glad to hear that. And I was glad to hear that from a black man who was standing up and saying, our constitutional rights, our constitutional rights. And the only reason I'm even referencing race was because it's not a usual thing that you're going to hear and from that community. And I actually just so applaud him as just being an American. Thank you for understanding the Second Amendment.
Yep.
That was awesome. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Good on a Monday?
Good on them.
Even after the onslaught over the weekend of headlines?
You know, there's some good things happening again, you know, especially today.
Especially today, really?
Yeah, no, there was, you know, Atkinson, the ICIG, testified today.
Ah, and?
Well, the report just came out. Mm-hmm. There's a real curious development.
Okay.
It turns out that there's this unexplainable 18-day window from the call to the time it was, time he submitted the complaint.
18 days for the 18, CIA whistleblower, the CIA operative.
18 days for them to write the complaint.
Right, right.
But there was a section on the complaint form that he could have disclosed whether or not he had met with any of Schiff's staff.
Uh-huh.
He left that spot blank. on the complaint form.
Really?
So it's like he didn't want to lie.
Right, right.
But he didn't want to answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the second whistleblower now, adding an impeachment, adding to the impeachment peril,
yeah,
as the media is reporting.
Well, and that's just, I mean, it's so typical because their first whistleblower,
well, CIA
only
operative,
had hearsay.
Yeah.
This one, now they fixed that.
This not one from has, the beginning. Yeah. No, they just had to, you know, they had to mend it with a few Band-Aids, this being the Band-Aid. And that's not obvious.
Not at all.
No, no, not at all. I totally accept that they waited to bring this one out. It's just so comical. Are they this stupid?
Apparently.
They must think we're this stupid, too. But then apparently there is enough on the probably the percentage in the country who actually do believe a second whistleblower showed up from nowhere after,
yeah,
being so silent.
Mm-hmm. All
okay.
this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I better jump in there. They need my they need my firsthand testimony.
I mean, it's so funny because even just all the years of TV watching, just even TV watching alone, would tell somebody that this is just so comical. That's why this is so, it's getting funny. They're that stupid. Anyway, guess what, folks? We just had a second guy come out and reaffirm the first guy that no one believes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm Kate Daly, your host. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We just had a great hour with Dr. Pesta. Get that on podcast after the show, live recorded podcast of the show. And we had so much to talk about there. Also, talking about masculinity and all the rest, what is an incel? What is an incel? Oh boy, I don't even know
goodness.
If you want to know at this point. But make sure that you are listening this week. I have one of the best relationship experts in the country coming on Wednesday, Allison Armstrong. It takes months to book her. She is amazing. And men, you are going to love Allison because Allison dials in on this whole thing we've been talking about as far as masculinity,
yeah,
goes. She tells you why women need to understand you and why you guys are so great and why we need a discussion in this country that no one wants to have in the media. And I really love her work and what she's about. And she makes great sense at dissecting men and women. On Wednesday, you're going to want to listen to that. Allison Armstrong. Grateful to have her come on the show. We also have G. Michael Hopps, who's coming on about preparedness. We have Investigator Dave and G. Michael Hopps coming on with his new book. I've had Scott McEwen on numerous times. He's the one behind a lot of these books that turn into these movies for the military. And they came by way of Scott. And so this guy has a book out that's going to be talking about preparedness and all kinds of things. You're going to love him. So, and of course, Investigator Dave on Friday as well. So a lot on this week, currently booking some guests too that I think you're going to love, but I'll announce them once it's solidified. And go to the website, Balance of Nature is there, and you're going to want that supplement. I talk again and again about how the government picks winners and losers because they have so much control over our food supply, and it's not going to be in our favor, and it isn't in our favor right now. Make sure that you're getting enough nutrients. You know, it's kind of interesting because I bagged on the whole Beyond Burger nightmare, right? I want to tell you the reason, though. Can I just tell you the reason for 2 minutes why I bag on the Beyond Burger thing? Is because I'm seeing a lot of government infiltration on getting rid of meat. When government seeks to do it, I see a huge problem because then you're given no choice at some point in the day, right? You're at some, yep, point in our future, you're not going to be given a choice and you're going to get petri dish meat that's mixed with something else that you don't want in your body. I actually am going more to a plant-based diet for energy and for health for totally different reasons, but I still want the option to eat meat. And I,
sure,
hope that makes sense to people because people think that sometimes I can be contradictory on this. I recognize what a plant-based diet can do. If you want to see a great movie, watch Game Changer. Game Changer is a great movie you can rent on Netflix. And it talks about that kind of diet that's steeped in huge amounts of fruits and vegetables. These are very healthy with you. I also add in the supplement from Balance of Nature for that very reason, because I want more fruits and, mm-hmm, vegetables. Fruits and vegetables should be at the top of the pyramid. That should be like, or the whole big base of the pyramid. That should be what we're eating the most of, and we eat very little of it. But I don't want to eat meat every single day. I think it makes the plasma cloudy. It doesn't do a great thing for our systems. But I want the option to eat real meat, not fake meat, is what my government wants me to eat. That's,
yeah,
why.
I think there's something really nefarious with this.
I do too.
And it I always want to connect it somehow with Soylent Green.
I know, right? I know, without sounding like a crazy person.
Right, but get you away from real meat to the fake meats.
Right, what are you really digesting?
Then how easy would it be then to put in...
Yeah. Yeah, something.
Something else
something
into
nefarious.
The fake meat.
Exactly. Thank you for that, because they don't have to label anything anymore. And if your next comment to me is, but, you know, Beyond Meat and all these things you're talking about come from private institutions, these fast food places, I get that. But that's how stuff's introduced for our liking, right? And that they say, well, people are resorting more to this, so we can do away more with the meat, ranchers and farmers and the meat source of food, to replace it with what they want to replace it with.
Yeah.
This is why I have a big problem with it. I believe in health and nutrition. I believe in eating a healthier way. Last night, for instance, I made vegetable lasagna, and it was amazing. And I didn't miss the meat in it at all. But I upped the vegetable quantity so much so that I think that has such a direct health benefit. And I will always talk about that just because I think it's great. I'm talking about government control. That's our problem. What the government seeks to do, what conspiring people seek to do with our food supply, that is a problem. I want the choice to eat real meat when I want to eat it. And I do think that once in a while it's fantastic. And who doesn't love a steak? I do. I'm a steak girl. I love steak. Are you kidding? But this is why I talk about it a lot.
Next thing you know, somebody's going to want us to start eating babies.
Can we just eat the babies? I swear I should have played that clip
today.
That
was hilarious.
Was that not the best plant you've ever seen?
She was fantastic.
You know, we need to do more of that. And what I'm talking about is the satire. We need to point out what these crazy loonies are talking about, and they literally do sound like this to everybody except themselves. They get the media to report their craziness, and then everyone else in the nation feels like, my gosh, are we the only ones that are sane here? I loved that. We need more of that.
But you could see on the faces,
on the AOC,
the faces of the people as she was saying the faces of the people, they were like, is that what we sound like?
Is that what we want? Yes, that is what you're actually calling for.
Yes.
Because you've been nothing, you've done nothing in the press lately but call for eating other people and climate change hysteria, a man-made climate change hysteria, and of course abortion when a baby's alive.
Yep.
Yeah, this is what you sound like. Yes.
And she legitimized it well, because before she said eat the baby, she brought up that Swedish researcher who said cannibalism.
Yes, and they all seemed to like that
enough. Yeah, they
not to condemn
idea.
It. They didn't condemn that either. People were talking about how Alexandria, the waitress turned theater production of congressperson, didn't condemn it. Well, of course she wouldn't condemn it. She's behind all of this. She loves the ideas that have been given to her on paper and written out a long time ago, but given to her to persuade the public into.
Well, this gal was good. She had them scrambling.
Yeah, she did. I thought it was great. When we come back, there's a few things on our minds, and I also want to talk about, along with this annihilation of true masculinity, which isn't a problem and which is pretty fantastic. In fact, Thomas and I talked about it on the Friday show, masculinity and women. There's NASA's putting forth a group of women astronauts. Of course they are. Placate to the feminists. I love it. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, what's happening to rural grocery stores. Also, G7 meetings, maybe. South Park, Turkey, you name it. Coming right back on the Kate Daly Show. Got a lot to cover in this hour. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss a second of it. Be right back. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.